And good evening, everyone. This is Mulberry Blue Shimmer with an AboveTopSecret.com member podcast reply to Magic's threat on spiking the story on the Oklahoma suicide bomber. And Magic, you do make a number of good points, but I just wanted to add my two cents here. I think it's very, very easy in your country and my country and England and probably Europe today and, you know, a lot of countries around the world, when you hear the phrase suicide bomber, to interpret that as terrorist. I think a lot of us are completely on overdial when it comes to, oh, there was an explosion, it's a terrorist. Oh, something blew up, it's a terrorist. Someone was a suicide bomber, it's a terrorist. Now, I'm not saying this guy was or wasn't, because we're just not going to know. Ever. We cannot put together really what was running through his head when he decided to blow himself up. And maybe he was trying to get into the stadium to blow himself up as a statement for whatever was running through his head. We don't know if he was schizophrenic. We don't know if he had mental problems. We don't know what was going on in his life at that time. But I just wanted to make the point that it's way too easy to make a leap, which in some ways you seem to have done, from suicide bomber to Al-Qaeda / terrorist, because we don't know what was going on. As for the story not being reported a lot, well, as Skeptic pointed out, maybe there was nothing to report. Maybe he was just a deeply unhappy guy who chose this way, because that particular method of suicide is actually getting a lot of press everywhere at the moment. Who knows? But I think I just wanted to point out that, you know, don't go overboard necessarily on the, well, he was potentially an Al-Qaeda link, because that's not proven, and I don't know if it ever actually will be. I think it's too easy for everyone to just leap on that and follow down that road at this point in time and with what's going on in the world today. So, by all means, investigate. Cool. I'll be interested to see where your investigations lead you. That's fine. You know, student local papers are going to be investigating it. Fine. Cool. You know, like I said, I'll be interested to see where the story goes. But just be aware to, you know, don't leap forward into, you know, sort of assuming that there will be Al-Qaeda links, because it's probably just a suicide, albeit a strange way and a very topical way. But to me, that just screams a cry for attention from this guy, rather than he was necessarily a member of some organisation. It just strikes me as a really attention-seeking way to go out. So maybe that was what he was going on in his life. Some stuff was happening and he really wanted attention, so he's chosen to do this. Anyway, that's just my two cents. This is Mulberry Blue Shimmer, signing out.